of Karpa Staff Samachay. Okay. The Meir Eini Chachamim Mevayer. He explains Mashmat Vilin Herokos Kaidim Amiris Hagoda. Why do we dip the Yerukas in Mei Melach before we start Magid? The Mashamud Alon Alech Abasir, whom Yibnei Sh'adam Sh'ish Lo Meilis Medaber, Harei Bachilo Soi, Malis Achayil Majigosoi, Kamavur Besor Makadosh. There's different Madrigas of existence in this world. A doimim like a rock, a tzemeach like a tree, a chai like an animal, and a medaber. A person's the highest level.
Beima
has a hasbit, koyach hadibur. What? No, beima is a chai. No. A doimim, a tzemeach, a chai, and a medaber. A medaber is the person. No, so he says the reason you're allowed. So the reason a person's allowed to kill a beima and eat it is because he's elevating the beima to his madriga. The beima is not a lower madriga. Which means like this. What does it mean, the lower madriga? What it means is, basically, you can put it like this. One of my rabbis once explained it like this, I think. Everything here is to bring out kvod shemayim. Everything. A rock somehow does that too, but we're not exactly sure how. These levels of doimim sameach.
Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to hit the rock. Obviously, the rock has a.
Okay, right, exactly. Everything has a tachlis. So, right? It always has a tachlis. So, but the reason when we say there's madregas of existence, it means each madrega, it's more nicker in that madrega how it's bringing about this tachlis. In the doimim, it's less apparent. In the sameach, it's a little more apparent. It grows. It provides oxygen for us. It provides fruits for us that we can eat, and then we over the Shem, right? And there's levels of existence like that. So then you have a chaya, which okay, bring karbanos from a chaya, whatever it is, and then a medaber. The medaber supposed to be that his whole existence is to be an over the Shem. So the higher up you go on the food chain, so to speak, the higher, the more clear. The more obvious it is that this being is bringing out, is doing something to bring out a kvod shemayim. So the reason we could eat animals because by eating them and bringing them up to our level of using whatever, I guess, using the energy that you get from them to go out and be like Hashem, so you're elevating them to a level of medaber. Now they're going to bring out the kvod shemayim in this world. In the level of medaber, because they're giving energy to that medaber to then go ahead and do his avodah.
It's the opposite of you are what you eat.
Exactly. The opposite of you are what you eat, right. You're elevating what you eat to what you're to what you are. Exactly. Uba Mitzrayim, that's what he explains this in. Okay. Uba Mitzrayim Mavur Bazoyer Shadibra Haybakos. Ah, a lot of us fun bring this Zoyer. They there's a lot of different explanations to what the Zoyer means. But the Zohar says that the Dibor, the Koyach of speech, the Koyach of Dibor was in Golos, in Mitzrayim. Ubnei Yisrael hayachosel emaylas medaber. So, what that means is that they were lacking this mila, this extra mila called a medaber. What a medaber is, they were lacking it. When the Zohar says the Koyach of Dibor was in Golos, one pshat explained it is, they were lacking the mila of medaber. Because a full medaber is only Bnei Yisrael, because they're using it to serve Hashem. And if their dibur, and their dibur has to be b'shleimus, so the dibur is in galus, they're lacking in this koyach hadibur. It means they're lacking in the level of medaber, which I guess could mean, according to this, they're not bringing out the fullest expression of what they're in this world to do. But l'chein lo yochlu l'echol rak yirokos. Memela, on that madrega, they can only eat yirokos, not the chaya. Because, like you said before, you have no right to shecht it and kill it unless you're going to elevate it. So if you can't elevate it, you have no right to eat it. He says that's why they call it Yerokas. So that's the remez that Medvil and Karpas Meme Melach, that we dip the Karpas Meme Melach. Shamayim v'melachim doimimim doimimim. That's a doimim. Mayim is a doimim. Melach is a doimim. V'karpas is tzomeach. L'har oish ein lanu ala tzvil as tzomeach b'doimim. All we have is a tzomeach and a doimim. Sha tzomeach mayil is a doimim. Again, because when the higher one brings up the lower one, right, elevates it. V'odim yochav rak l'achol tzomeach. V'rak. And only l'achar. Amir is a godo. So then, when we go through that God and we start off with Golas and we end up with Gula, and we end up coming to a place where the Deeper is not Begolas anymore, and we're totally expressing our fullest level of Medaber to serve Hashem, by speaking it out, Dafka. Whoa, this is a good day for this. This is very good. You hear what he's saying? Through the speaking out davka, the hagoda, davka, the koyach adibur, using it to start in Golas and bring out to Gula, azayim adabur, chol alois gamazachai, and then he could eat the flesh, which is Shulchan Aruch. Right? But that's the remez over here. Okay, this is one of those.
You jump from Karpas to Shulchan Aruch from here?
Deeper ones, yeah. Exactly. Okay. Isa b'svar m'shakarpas g'matria shas. Oh.
When he says that they didn't have a koch adibur mitzrayim, it's because there was such a low level, kilo.
Yeah, there's a lot of different svarim to explain what this means, like how this came. The adibur was in Golos in Mitzrayim. I have a pshat. You want to hear it? What?
Checking out the
Gematria,
sure it works.
I have a pshat. I'll tell you a pshat.
Figure it out yet?
I'll tell you my pshat. That the Dibur was in Golos in Mitzrayim means the. It could be from Morgan Dayahu also mentions this. At the beginning of Vayechi, there's no break, there's no parsha, it's stuma. Rashi says, why is it stuma? Because Nistumu Einayim Limach Ritzom Mitzaris Hashibut. The Shibud on some level started already, the beginning of Parshat Vayechi, and therefore they were closed up, their hearts were closed up, and that's why they're stuma. Rashi in Parshat Vayikra says, why are there Parshas in the Chumash, why are there breaks? So the breaks are, when Hashem was giving Moshe a bit of the Torah, so he gave him breaks between the Parshas to be misboinen on what he just wrote. L'tin Revach, in Parshat the Parshat, misboinen to contemplate it, to integrate, to internalize it, that's why you have breaks. So not having a break, the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, Rashi says, means because the Golos was starting, that means that the nature of Golos is that you don't have time to stop and think about it. That's what Golos is. Yeah, the Golos of nowadays is technology, so you don't give you time to think. No time to think in between anything, you always have something. Yeah, it's Parshat, everybody knows that. We lost that koyach to just stop and do nothing and think about things. Right? In Mitzrayim, they lost that koyach to think. The Chiddush Harim says that the Pasuk says, V'yomas mat v'tzayim, the king died. But Yitzhak b'nei Yisrael, they cried out. So, it's a Pasuk Akasha. Because the king died, you're going to cry out. Adrab, it's time to celebrate. Yeah? Rashi's bothered by that Kasha. He's so bothered by it that you know what he says? Rashi al Chumash. He says the king didn't really die. He had Saras. And he was bathing in the blood of the. Yeah? Why does Rashi say that? Because the Parsha Pshat is Shver. What do you mean? They cried out because he died? So Chiddushim says, I'll tell you another Teretz in the Parsha Pshat. They cried out because he died. Until then, they didn't have a second to even think about the fact that maybe something's wrong here. When you're so used to your matzv, you don't even recognize that there's something wrong with this matzv. Yeah, we have that nowadays also. Just not in Ruchnias, we have that nowadays. There are Jews. They didn't even stop to think that maybe something's wrong here. Yeah? Baruch Hashem, nowadays in Gashmis, we don't have it. You know, we don't have that type of golus right now. We shouldn't have it again, but I'm saying in Ruchnis we have that type of golus. So in those days it was in Gashmis. They were worked so hard, like such animals, they didn't have time to think. Like maybe this isn't the matzah of Klai Yisrael supposed to be on. Maybe there's something more to life. Yeah? They didn't have time to think about it. Oh, the king died. There was everyone was going crazy. The king died. The Mitzrayim were busy with taking care of the king's death. They had a moment to stop and think. Then they screamed. Yeah, so it could be that that's the pshat also, the koyach adibur is in Golos. Because what's dibur? Dibur is the expression of what's going on in your head. Dibur is the expression A Heftium is boining on something. Hopefully we use Dibur. That Heftium is boining on something. And you think about it and you work it out. Say, okay, now here's what I have to say about it. Dibur is the expression of that machshava. It's how we express it to other people. It's how we communicate those thoughts. So the Dibur is in Golus because there's no expression of what's going on inside, because that's what the Golus is, that it takes away that opportunity to really integrate things and think about things. And it's one pshat maybe the Dibur is in Golus. Okay, whatever. There's a gematria that goes for it also. Gematria. To be, what does it mean to internalize something? Dafnim is something. It means to think about it and put it into your heart. The Hainu, it's not just an intellectual idea, but it means something. Yeah? The Mayach has to have a spa on the lathe. Right? Now, there are certain goluses, certain goyim that they knew everything in the Mayach. That could be one of the Peshat of Aisa's head rolled into Rasa Machpelah. He knew exactly what was going on, but he had no spa on the rest of him. So it's caught up at the neck. So the Mayach and the lathe, those two things together, are what it means to be misbunded on something. And the full expression of the Mayach and the lathe, that's the Dibur. That's when the Koyach Dibur comes out to express what you've internalized. So Mayach plus lathe equals 80. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, the letter Pei really means Peh. Gemara says in Shabbos, Pei is Peh. It's the mouth. Anyway, yeah, the Dibur Begolos. Shkoyach. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, Shlomo.